If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards, Entertainment News Now. Dean, good morning. Good to be with you again.
Good morning. Welcome back.
And I have two questions about the Golden Globes. Why do people insist on writing stupid, cringeworthy comedy for the presenters to do before they announce the awards? And also, why do so many of the winners get kind of too serious, you know, with the crying and carrying on about God? It's a Golden Globe, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I can see their, you know, excitement. It's a plateau in their career, so you know, I guess I get that. I guess what they don't get is that the Golden Globes are given out by a very small organization called the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They are comprised by about 50 people. It's 50 entertainment reporters. So think of 50 people like me giving out these awards. And that brings the prestige level way much further down. Plus, these are reporters from around the world. So their tastes are very different. Mm-hmm. They tend to be super artsy, eclectic, not really representative at all of, you know, public opinion, as opposed to the Academy of Arts and Motion Picture Arts and Sciences that give out the Oscars, where there are like 10,000 people who vote in those. And every aspect of filmmaking. That's why I think the Academy Awards are so much more credible. The Golden Globes have not reflected what's happened at the Oscars in many, 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 many years. So I don't get why that, you know, I can see someone getting emotional because of they're getting an award if they worked hard and it's, you know, it's their first time. Zoe Saldana last night got really super emotional. Her first time winning a Golden Globe. I get it. I guess I could be excited. The comedy bits, I'd have no idea. They're awful. They're not funny. The other thing that I didn't get last night was while the winners were walking up to the stage and the annoying announcer was giving facts, and, you know, little information that had nothing to do with anything. Just let the people walk up there. I can. It'll keep my attention watching. I don't need to know what color socks they're wearing while they're walking up to the stage.
Oh no, we can't have a break in the information. We get the important showbiz information. I'll tell you something though. Nikki Glaser, that was a funny, smart monologue, I thought.
It was. It sure was. Especially after last year's debacle with Joe Coy. God bless the guy. I love him. He's a very funny comedian, but was just completely out of place, given no notice to host that show. But Nikki Glaser last night was really, really funny. Her stand-up comedy can be pretty R-rated, usually, and she didn't go anywhere near that, yet she still took some time to poke fun at some of the A-listers. We've got a little montage of her.
You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything, I mean, except tell the country who to vote for, but it's okay, you'll get them next time. We have got some huge movie stars here tonight. Kate Winslet is here. Kate Blanchett. Colin Farrell. And let's not forget so many huge TV stars as well. Kate Winslet. Kate Blanchett. Colin Farrell. What a night. I look out and I see some of the hardest working actors in show business. And by that I mean your servers. Yes. Finally made it. You know, I'm in a room full of producers at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and this time all of my clothes are on. So yeah. Denzel Washington is here for Gladiator 2. Cynthia Erivo is here for Wicked. cameras. Tilda Swinton is, of course, nominated this year for her role as Timothée Chalamet. You're amazing. Where is Timothée Chalamet? Hi, Timothée. You were great as Timothée Chalamet this year, too. Really. And I love you. And can I just say, you have the most gorgeous eyelashes on your upper lip. I think this is just such a good look. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Hey, Chalamet.
Pretty good.
It's really funny. The whole monologue was very funny. It was not political. It wasn't, you know, she poked fun at some of the A-listers, but it wasn't as mean-spirited as some of the monologues have been the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, it was just, like I said, smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Very well, very well written. All right, we have more from the Globes. WGN. Talking Golden Globes with Dean Richards. I'll tell you something. It's worth going on YouTube and listening to Demi Moore's speech and looking at it, too, because she looks fantastic. But that was some speech. I think that was the best one, don't you?
Yeah, she talked about how years ago, somebody told her that she was just a popcorn actress, meaning that she would appear in movie, you know, blockbusters that made a ton of money but had no artistic integrity, demeaning her ability as an actress. And, you know, actors and actresses are, you know, fragile people, you know, looking for validation from others. And, you know, she took it to heart, and it was very meaningful to her that she won an award last night. She won Best Actress in a Movie, Musical or Comedy for the movie called The Substance. Before I play some of the speeches, let me just say that the big winners last night was the musical. Because I know Bob loves musicals, so anytime I can put a musical as a headline,
thank you.
I'm always happy. By the way, did Marianne make you go see Wicked yet?
Yes.
And?
It was long, but it was boring. She loved it. Everybody in my family loved it. And they're still talking about it, and not the way I am.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, good. Well, at least you're consistent. I'll give you that one.
You know me.
Musical kind of crime comedy called Emilia Perez was the big winner for the movies last night. It took 4 awards. On the TV side, also winning 4 awards, Shogun, very deservedly so. Those were the big 2 headlines. But for Best Movie Drama, it was a movie called The Brutalist with Adrian Brody. Has not opened in Chicago yet. For Best Limited Series TV, it was Baby Reindeer. For Best TV Musical Comedy, it was Hacks. Here are some of the people in their speeches. You'll probably recognize most of their voices. Adrian Brody is in here. Demi Moore is in here. Gene Smart. Colin Farrell was very funny. Jodie Foster. Zoe Saldana, very, very emotional. Here's what some of the winners had to say.
No one to thank on this one. I did it all by myself. Just a raw, pared-away performance. I'm here on the backs of the talent of so many people through the years. Maybe this one more than others because of Mike Marino, who designed the makeup, his extraordinary makeup team. All it took was 3 hours in the chair in the morning. I drank black coffee, listened to 80s music, and I became a canvas. And I guess it's prosthetics from here on out.
All the Icelanders, and especially the indigenous people that shared their stories with us. I mean, they changed my life. And hopefully they'll change yours.
My God, I didn't prepare anything because I was glad already. And this is such an amazing year for female performances. So many actresses here that I admire so much.
So I'm during the filming, so I have to come back to Tokyo tonight. And tomorrow morning I go to shooting again. But this is very big present for me. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sheldon team. Thank you, everybody.
God, Brady and Mona, I love you guys. Thank you for giving me wings. Thank you for allowing me to be a small part of building this triumph and monument to humanity and the arts.
Thank you, Monsieur Beaucoup, Jacques Audiard. Thank you so much for trusting me to play Rita. You are just a character that I admire so much. You created rich and complex characters, and you're so French and so chic and confident and kind. I love it. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress, and at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have, that I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And I bought in, and I believed that.
I'm feeling a little... My wife and I did a shot of tequila with Mario Lopez. definitely feeling that. The whole speech is gone.
Kieran Culkin always has a good comment, doesn't he?
I do a shot with Mario Lopez. It'd be fun. But the award show, actually, it was pretty entertaining. No political speeches at all. No mentions of anything political outside of Kieran Culkin joking about being drunk, having one shot. I doubt that would do it for him. There were no, overtly drunk presenters or winners, like there always is. The Golden Globes are always known as the drunkest award show of them all. Interestingly, they also didn't have an in memoriam segment. It was just one, presentation winner after another. Nothing to break it up, which I think it could have used a little something like that. Elton John was there with Brandi Carlile last night. I was hoping that they were going to do a song or something to kind of break things up, but they just presented the award for Best Original Song, which went to Amelia Perez, the musical comedy, the song that Selena Gomez sang.
Yeah, it was kind of funny when Elton John referred to his vision problems, and he said, "It's not as bad as you think." And then he says, "Nice to be here with Rihanna."
Yeah,
he's there with Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah, standing right next to her. Right. So it was actually a decent show. Good kickoff to the. Award season. Ask me in a few weeks if I'm still enthusiastic about awards season.
I know what the answer will be.
We've got the Critics' Choice Awards next week, and then the Grammys are coming up in February. The Academy Awards are in March. So,
oh, man, God has got to be busy right now deciding who wins.
Yeah, as I say to all of you, I watch so you don't have to.
Thank goodness.
We'll give you a quick little recap here on Bob's show the morning after so you don't have to sit through the whole thing.
Thank you for that. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.